The following podcast has the explicit tag. It may contain mature language, situations and violence, and graphic descriptions. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to A Tale of Blood and Stone, a Shadow of the Demon Lord actual play. Starring Danny Neary as Eva, a Cambion desperate to escape her ancestry's fate. With Michael Waldschlager II as Four, a centaur-shaped clockwork whose pure heart is leading his quest to find his lost brothers. Also starring Chris Berlew as Tyrell, a human whose frail body is fueled by his lust for power. And guiding us through all the corruption and insanity, our Game Master, John Neary.
You guys can tell me where we pick up, or we can just pick up right where we left off with Eva and Toril pulling her out. Or have you guys made it out?
I think that's good. Let's pick up with that.
Okay. Eva, before Toril is able to get a hand on you, I need a challenge roll from you. Strength challenge roll.
For what?
For the fire! I'm not gonna give you agility because you're just kinda on your knees there.
That's right. Okay, I'll stop. Yeah.
And then we'll talk about your corruption first.
Oh, I rolled a 14. That's pretty good because I have no modifier.
I'm sorry. There's supposed to be a Bane on that. Go ahead and roll the Bane. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
That glare, though.
Yeah, the glare. Yeah,
I only got minus two, so it's a 12.
Ugh, fine. All right. So you're nestled in and you find a spot. You're not in any danger of being caught on fire. Toril, you're ripping her from it, or you guys can narrate what happens next.
Yeah, Tyrell sees Eva sitting there, and he reaches out and grabs onto the back of her cloak with both his hands, and he's going to try to pull her out. And he just says, "We don't have time for this. Let's go."
What is the state of Rose's body right now?
A flame.
A flame.
He desiccated the large beast. The large desiccated one has basically had killed her, and then. Or had struck her right after Toril. Toril! I've been listening to myself call you Toril in these recordings, and you keep coming back with, well, Toril, and I'm like smacking myself in the face. Toril had ended her life sort of mercifully, which is out of character? Out of character.
He had a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was a... Right. So all the flames have engulfed the room, and the state of the body is, burning up.
Okay, then I guess at that point, Eve's not an idiot, so she's not going to try and, put her out or anything. So she's still crying, but she will not fight Toril grabbing her out.
I would like an agility roll from you, Toril, with two Banes, to pull her free without flaming yourself. There's flames everywhere.
Ooh, 13.
Nice.
With two Banes, 13? Look at you. Yes, okay, you're able to make it out. The flames are growing out of control, and it's engulfed the entire room at this point. Four, you're galloping down the stairs. The smoke is getting more intense, billowing. You can feel the heat kind of coming up, and I believe Benjamin and Mayhew are with you. Yes, I believe that's correct. So they're behind you. Unless you want to be behind them?
No, I would have led the way down the stairs.
All right. So you make it down, and it's getting really thick. It's getting hard to see. You start to hear Eva's crying. And tell me what happens, guys, as you try to make it out of here.
Well, Four will come down the stairs into the room. Obviously smoke is thick in the room, but he's going to look around for both Eva and Tyrell.
You'd probably see them at this point. Toril trying to drag her out of the back door down the little wooden staircase into the graveyard.
I imagine Eva is still on her knees, and he's literally trying to drag her out, not fighting it, but just hasn't got the effort yet to get up.
And Terrell's not the strongest, so he's struggling to pull her up the stairs.
If Force sees them kind of struggling, he'll come right up behind them and try and pick them both up as best he can with one arm and kind of charge out that door.
All right. You make the charge. From behind you, you hear Benjamin sort of scream, like, Rose, where's Rose? And he's got his hand up and he's looking into the room where Simon was. What happened? Where's Rose? Father Mayhew grabs him. We've got to go, son. We can't do this. We can't wait. And he's grabbing him and pulling him and pulling him. And they're pretty much behind you guys as you crash out of the door. And you're now in the graveyard area. And smoke is starting to billow even more as you're seeing little licks of flame come flashing out of some little window spots that are on the foundation.
Four will kind of set Terrell and Eva down just, you know, a distance from the door and turn around to go then see if he can make sure everyone else gets out.
Terrell steps in front of Four and puts his hand out and just says, Rose made her sacrifice to save us. We need to go.
Eva looks at Terrell with a confused, wide-eyed look.
But there are more inside.
They will get out the other way.
Reams, Mayhew, Benjamin, they were behind us. I must help.
Terrell just kind of takes a deep breath. They are big boys. They can do it themselves. Look at Eva. She is injured. We must protect her.
And Four turns to look at Eva, and she's obviously suffered some burns and is a little worse for wear.
And she has tears, like, dripping down her face. Four, we have to get out of here. I can't stand to look at it anymore.
Come then, let's make our way away from here. We must wait for Mayhew, however, we do need to accompany him.
Unfortunately, that is true.
No, so Four will kind of grab Terrell and put him on his back. And he will then turn and kind of gently help Eva up to his back as well. He'll kneel down forward so that it's easier for her to get on.
And Terrell leans into Eva's ear and just says, Rose made a sacrifice to save us, right?
Eva will pull away and just squint her eyes at him and say out loud, Rose's sacrifice won't be forgotten.
Perhaps Four would like to... You want to make an intellect check to sort of see through that? Or what is your intellect?
Don't give suggestions.
I'm just going to give him a chance to notice the, you know... Well, that's what I'm saying. It's against his intellect. I phrased that wrong. I'm sorry. You two need to make some checks against his intellect.
He can't hear us. He couldn't hear that.
Well, no, I could...
You're on his back.
You're literally, like, inches from my ears, or where my ears would be.
And as we all know, his ears are his left nipple. Is that... No, I'm just...
No, we did not...
That's
no,
his
that,
nose.
That is not canon.
That is nose. Not. I cut that, that out. I cut canon. That out. I think I cut that out. I'll have to double check.
I hope so.
But anyway. Yeah. yeah, so I would like checks, because, you know...
All right, what kind of check? Intellect?
Four is not a dummy. Yeah, it's going to be a deception-y type check, so any sort of professions that you have.
Natty 20!
I'm waiting for Chris.
I only rolled a 9.
All right. 4. Regardless, if you want to act on it or not, you notice a slight hesitation.
I'm sure I heard it, but I am not... I guess maybe I'm not comprehending it or not in the way that... might draw suspicion toward Terrell.
Well, I'm sorry, the rolls that they were making were against your intellect.
Oh, okay.
So it's against your score, so whereas you wouldn't have noticed anything about the way Eva had responded to Terrell, you noticed a flippant way that Terrell mentioned what he's... mentioned.
Understood. He's... Okay, I thought I was doing a counter-roll against their rolls.
Yeah, no, so when you're rolling to do things against other people, and, you know, PC against PC, that's why I'm saying, you know, you guys play it out how you want it, but the target number is always the relative attribute.
All right.
Sort of trying to affect.
Thanks for explaining that, John. I appreciate that.
Did it make sense?
Yeah.
Though? Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. quick question for you.
Yes, please.
the whole scene down there with Tyrell, you know, firing the magic dart into poor Rose, does that give me corruption or anything like that?
It's a good question. I didn't, because I viewed it at the time as merciful, but
I viewed it as Tyrell doing that to get Eva out of the situation. So it wasn't.
Maybe I shouldn't be just assuming I'd give you an out. Yeah. So if that's the case, then please do take a point of corruption.
You can take my point of corruption, because I feel like Eva's done enough to maybe erase one of her.
And then if you're doing that, I need you to roll a d20, please.
Okay. Me?
No, I'm sorry. Tyrell.
Oh.
We're going Mark of Darkness action now, baby.
Ooh. Wait. Ooh. Is this your first point?
Second. So I rolled a 19.
Okay, so you're all set. You're good. It's got to be equal to or less than your corruption.
Oh.
All right, so.
Wait, can I take one of my corruptions away?
Okay, let's have a conversation about that.
Okay. Yes.
We'll have a quick little talk about that. There are magics out there that can remove corruption.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Next. Okay, there doesn't have to be magics. I can just say there isn't.
Next level. Next level.
Nice! Fuck yeah, we are going to make such a great team if Eva decides to go, like, full...
I'm not... well...
And then with fucking four, sort of fucking, like, hammer of the gods.
I feel like the... well, I don't know. Next level, you have something that can remove corruption?
I think under life...
Danny is so excited about this.
I'm doubting this, but maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Because the only thing that I saw was a level 6 incantation.
One second.
And I don't think Torrell's going to be able to cast level 6 spells. Well, maybe. But nothing says you can't cast an incantation. You can always do an incantation. Those are like scrolls. Anybody can use them.
Oh, insanity. Never mind.
That's insanity.
Cure is remove one insanity. I thought it was one corruption.
I can definitely use that too, though. So,
right. The insanity thing is good. The corruption thing, though, as I was saying, there's powerful magics that can reduce it, but also dedicating yourself to actions that are inherently opposite of corruption, of corrupting behaviors.
Hello, trying to save Rose.
Yes. Yes, I know, but.
I gotta keep on doing that shit?
I have to be a little strict on it. Yeah. Hey, I'm telling you. Hey, you're a Cambion and you have corruption. I'm just, you know, it's tough. It's hard. You have to work
God
hard.
God didn't save Jesus. Is he corrupt?
You didn't save Jesus? What does that have? I don't even want to.
All right. Just, okay, I got it. Let's play. Let's play.
It is possible for you to lower your corruption through you doing good works, and you're doing the things that will eventually lower your corruption or convince me to do it. But I encourage you to make the case every time you think you deserve it. To remind me constantly. Okay? Cool. Splintering wood from behind you guys as you move away from the temple, as the doorway sort of explodes outward, and you can hear and feel the waves of heat. Mayhew comes stumbling out and falls to the ground, followed by Benjamin. And Mayhew immediately stands up. He sort of helps Benjamin to his feet. Benjamin trips, falls down again, and Mayhew starts sprinting towards you guys, and he says, "Well, move away! Move away! Move away!" And he's running out towards you all.
Four turns,
and we move away.
Oh, right, because you're on his back. Yep. All right, so he's sprinting, very quick couple of things that happen next. The temple itself just ignites. I want intellect challenge rolls from everybody, if you don't mind, with a boon. As you're moving away, Mayhew has not caught up to you yet. Sprinting. He is taking you guys out of the graveyard through the gate. The flames are building. Whoa!
I just want to show you I'm not bullshit.
She rolled another natural 20.
Yeah, let's get all these out of the way.
I got a 12.
All right.
I got a 12, and I needed an 11, so...
All right, cool. It's clear to the three of you that the fire accelerated due to some external, unnatural thing that the temple itself sort of burst into flames. So it's coming out
Terrell
of these windows.
Knows that. He lit the fucking thing on fire.
Yeah, but it wasn't...
So somebody threw an accelerant on it.
An accelerant, yes. So you get out, and Mayhew catches up with you guys. Says, holy jeez, I can't believe... Did you see that? Did you see it go up? They were doing something in there. The Crusaders, I don't understand. I don't understand. And he collapses to his knees, and he turns around and looks at the temple and says, oh my god, I don't know what's going on. And he looks, where's Benjamin? Where is he? Where's my boy? And he looks back, and Benjamin is still sort of on the ground back towards the temple, and he's not moving. And a figure appears from the flames out of the door, and it's Remus. Reem, not Remus, it's Reems. I wonder how many times I've said Remus. Reems has stepped out of the flames. He is staring at you guys. I like to think he's looking at you. I mean, you're not too far away, but he looks down at Benjamin, grabs him, sort of rolls him over, and you see Benjamin's hands go up, and Reems produces a dagger from his belt, gets down on one knee, and plunges the dagger into Benjamin's chest. So you see Benjamin sort of put his arms up, and the dagger goes in, and you see Reem sort of like rear back, and his head goes up, and he takes the dagger out, cleans it off, sheathes it, stands up, looks at you guys, and he turns around and goes back into the church. What in the Jesus was that? What was that? And Mayhew is out of sorts on the ground before you.
Yeah, I second that. What was that?
Oh, I don't know. And Mayhew actually gets up. He's going to try to run for Benjamin.
Aren't you supposed to stop?
You cannot help him. He has passed. Mayhew, we must leave.
But did you see? Did you see it was the captain?
Yes.
You saw? I know you saw. You saw it was the captain, right?
That was Commander Reems sending a message.
What kind of a message? He's the captain of the... And he's hyperventilating, and he's loosening his collar, and looking around very, just seems very disoriented.
What message was that?
Reems believes we have lied to him, which we have. And he also believes that Mayhew is acting on his own accord, which he is. And Reems wants us to know that he has the power, which is why he killed Benjamin and left.
The power for what?
Power is power. He believes he has it.
But they're supposed to be the protectors. They're supposed to shield us.
Eva's going to look at Terrell. They don't have the power, do they? And smiles.
No, their power is an illusion.
May you make a will challenge roll, please, with a bane.
Sure.
Two banes.
Okay, well, I don't really need two, but that's fine. That's a four. That is four.
That's a four? A four for four?
Four, period.
All right. Four, you're looking back up at the church, the temple, and you're seeing these flames start to billow up. And you're sort of taken out of your element for a second. And the temple doesn't look like the temple anymore. It looks like a different house. This is from another sort of vision that you've had before. You're seeing the old manor from the Baron again. And it's in flames. And you're looking down again. And you're seeing the Baron. Dead. Burnt. But you're having a different sort of reaction to it. One of gratification. And your vision turns towards the tombstones in actual time, and one of the tombstones is actually a figure that you've never, to your knowledge, have seen before to this point. There is a familiarity that rings it, however, but it looks like it's a figure that's made of sticks. It's got a very, you know, its face looks like it's been patched together with mud, sticks, and stones. And its body looks like it's made of sticks. And there's a tap on your shoulder. And you turn, and for the first time, you see two. And then you snap back to yourself again. And the shudder from this clockwork has sort of has jostled the two of you on the back noticeably as Four is shaken from the inside by what he has seen.
Four stands still.
Eva puts her hand on Four and starts petting him. Is that appropriate? Or just stroking him and says, he doesn't have the power. Don't worry like that.
Four shakes out of his trance and moves forward to grab Mayhew under his arm.
No. Oh. I'm gonna get his body. I'm gonna get his body.
Stop your blubbering. Let's go.
Mayhew, we have to leave now.
He yields, but he's fighting you a little bit.
Buildings can be rebuilt. Life is more important. We must leave.
Where do we go? We're not prepared to take on to the desolation. There are spots I suppose we could stop before we go in, but I know I've got to make it to the stones. I know I've got to make it back to that dark pyramid, but we're not prepared.
We will be prepared. We will stop and gather supplies before we leave, but we must get moving.
All right.
The longer we take, the more people will lose their lives.
He puts his hand, all right, let's go. And he gives a look back and some tears coming down his face, and he relents.
Four will set Mayhew down and can start moving forward.
Okay, where do you guys head? Mayhew would start blabbering again. He would mention to you that you are... Reams is clearly... It's reasonable to assume that Reams, and you know that they are cordoning off Esker as a whole because of the disease that is being spread.
Can we hide out in that other Clockwork's house?
We did not leave her on good terms.
Not the best.
She didn't like us. She liked you. You could let us in a back door.
Four really doesn't have any suggestions as far as where we go at this point. He is kind of at the mercy of the group.
Does anyone have any? Mayhew will speak up with an idea if you guys don't have one.
Terrell just says, why don't we just go back to the Two Stings Inn? I don't think they would think to look there.
Reams has likely posted guards.
Our other option is to find a general store and buy the supplies we need and leave.
Oh, most likely they're gonna be looking for you. And Four here always sticks out like a sore thumb. But I think I know a place, and I don't know what you're gonna think of me, but I think I know a place.
The whorehouse?
Oh, I wish it was that simple. I rarely do.
Worse than a whorehouse?
For someone of my station, probably. In a different situation, you could understand a man of the cloth going out to enjoy some anonymity.
Your reasons are unimportant. Take us there.
He gives you the directions on where to go, and he takes you to the outskirts of Esker, and you see clearly where the forces of the Crusaders have set up a very thorough siege. They're not sieging the town, they're just keeping anyone from classic, you know, plague containment. He takes you to what looks like a just completely dilapidated house. You're sure nobody lives there. The walls are collapsed. The front of the house is even collapsed back, so entering through the front door will actually be a climb down. And as you approach, he says, this is the place. I pray you don't think less of me.
I don't think that is possible. Shall we go?
He drops his head and he drops down off of Four and he says, are you in there? Son, are you in there?
Son.
There's no sound. And he takes a bunch of steps. He doesn't respond to you right away, Four. He just keeps walking slowly, and he reaches back, and he gives you guys, like, no, follow me. Are you in there?
Four, would you go knock on the door?
Don't, please. Let me
He'll help us, but you gotta let me let him know, please. You'll know soon enough, just, please. And he walks up to the door, he knocks on it, puts his ear to it, he slowly opens it up, he looks down, and you see him talking under his breath, kind of frantically, and just back up a little bit, listen, please, they're trying to help us, please. And he turns around and he says, okay, come on now, quickly.
Terrell follows him.
Eva will too?
I will stay out and watch for any crusaders. I will patrol the perimeter and try to stay out of sight.
Terrell stops before he goes in the house. And he walks over to Four and he pulls the key out. And he winds Four up. Now is not the time for you to run out of energy.
Four nods to Terrell, silently.
And I would like Four to take a fortune as well for choosing to stay outside. And because I feel bad for trying to step on what he was saying. Eva, do minus one favor, fortune. Because it felt good to say. Never mind, don't take minus one.
I'll translate. I'm not, don't you worry.
What's everyone's fortune at, by the way? Just so I have an idea.
Three now.
Four remains outside. Mayhew leads Eva and Torrell into the bowels of this dilapidated house. It is pitch black. Okay, I'm going to need you to just watch your step. Watch your step here.
Eva has dark sight from being a cambion, so.
Oh, give me a perception check, please.
All right. 14.
Okay. The interior of this house looks just looks like how you would expect. Run down. It is a collapsed home for some reason. You take a peek around, and then you sort of, you know, you get a whiff of decay, and then you hear a little movement in the back in a sectioned off room that you can't see, and that's what you pick up. But Mayhew is in front of you, and he's turning away from where the movement was. He says, "Now you guys can sit right here. I know it's hard to see. We shouldn't put too much light in here, but." Maybe I can put a little bit of a candle. And he grabs a candle and he finds a corner and he says, okay, just have a seat here. Just please don't move about. And here's a candle for some light. He lights it and the room illuminates and there's a chest in one corner. It's an older looking wooden chest. There's a couple of chairs and then a bed in the room that he has brought you to. Okay, just give me 1 second. I'll be right back. And he disappears out of the room.
Did he go into the room where there's movement?
He went in that direction, but he's disappeared out of the room and he's sort of headed down the hallway towards where you saw the noise, where you heard the noise, excuse me.
Eva, as you asked her all that, you realize the entire time in the darkness, he's had a solid grip on your shoulder and he's been very quiet. And as soon as the candle was lit, he kind of let up and then Terrell kind of just moves over towards the candle. What do you see?
I saw movement down that way.
What do you think his son is?
Smell that decay? I don't, it's either from the sun or something he's eating. And healthy people don't eat things that smell like that.
Nor do they live in such filth.
He has a secret.
One he is scared that people will learn.
Eva looks questioningly at Terrell and does a half smile, like, should I be smiling about this? And looking Terrell for guidance.
Of course. Secrets are power.
And then at that, she gets a full smile.
We will head outside to Four. Four, what are you doing outside? Looking around and on watch. Take us through your thought process.
Four is maintaining a perimeter around the home. Not so much pacing, but kind of just picking out points around the house where he can get a vantage on the surroundings and stay in as much cover as he can, whether it be some trees or bushes or, you know, something to break up his form from a distance.
Certainly. Let's have an agility challenge roll. Straight up. I think you've got, your agility isn't too good anyway, right? So I don't.
No. The agility is not great. My target number is at 11. Huh.
Well, a challenge roll is made against 10.
Okay.
Always.
But my modifier would drop it down by 1, so it would be an 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, gotcha. Okay, I see. Yeah.
Do I have a bane or a boon?
You have nothing. It's right. Straight up.
It is an. I got an 18.
Oh, amen. So, yeah, I mean, you're able to find whatever you're looking for cover. You're able to look around, and then because of that, I would please make a perception challenge roll now.
Okay. I actually met the challenge number exactly, so 11.
Yep, that's perfect. Meeting is beating. You find yourself a nice spot to sort of take a peek around and look, and the flaming temple is off in the distance, and you're seeing that there's a perimeter being sort of set up to keep people away. They're allowing it to burn. It is clear. They are not allowing anyone to go try and save the temple. You can make out what has to be Reams. He's sort of holding court. He's shouting at people, shouting out directions, and then he storms off. Unless there's an objection, I believe it's starting to get later in the day. I think I've timed that out correctly. Starting to get later in the day, the sun is going down. So you're getting a pretty nice raking shadowy light coming across the town, and you're able to follow Reams as he goes to another group of crusaders. He's doling out other orders, and they start splitting off, and there's a lot of activity going on in the town right now of crusaders running to and fro. They appear to have more crusaders at their beck and call, and they appear to be doubling down on spreading themselves out amongst the town.
And this hovel we are in is in the outskirts of town, correct?
Yeah, it's on the outskirts. It's in an area where there's a couple other houses that are definitely abandoned, but nothing like the one that's this. It's definitely a section of Esker that doesn't get used and doesn't really get mined with until it's needed, in which case they would probably develop it. But right now, it is a completely abandoned part of town.
Four is going to kneel down on the opposite facing kind of collapsed wall near there and start grabbing some handfuls of dirt and kind of wiping it on his upper body and like everything he can reach to try and dull the metal.
Ah, yes. From the reflection and shine. I like it.
The sun is dimming. The you know, kind of dulling that reflection should help me stay out of sight.
You do. You're pretty sure at some point this area isn't going to be safe. So they are spreading themselves out. They are looking for something. They are investigating. The door-to-doors are still happening. Curfews are being put in place. During your time outside, you see all this sort of develop. And then you notice, you see Ben's mother, and she's behind a fence, and then she's looking around, and then she's running along the fence, stopping and looking again.
Four will continue to watch Sia walk the perimeter of this fence.
She's looking around it, and she's looking for something, and she's looking for something, and she's getting close to it. You guys are you're definitely out of range of her any chance of noticing you, but you can see that she seems to be looking for something. Unless you want to act on it, which you probably don't, or maybe you do, she goes around a corner and disappears.
Still within sight, Four will call out to Sia. Sia. Sia.
She stops, looks around, and she gets down like she didn't expect to hear. They don't call her name. She looks around frantically. She can't see you, though. She's probably like 30 yards away.
Four will step out from behind the house, try to step out into her view, into her line of sight.
She recognizes you, freezes. Like she starts to like kind of slow crawl towards you, but she's, you know, imploring you, please down. Sort of, she'll get to this other like little embankment where there's a hill and then like a stone fence that's half built collapsing. And she stops and she's in earshot of you now where you guys can sort of whisper speak. And she says, what are you doing?
We are leaving.
What? Where are you going? You can't have the whole town locked down.
We must go. We have a task to fulfill. Why are you out here?
Ben. I lost him. He's somewhere in the town. I'm trying to find him before they do. I don't know what is going on. I don't need him to get... I don't think he's sick. I don't think I'm sick. But these crusaders, they're... Look what they're doing. They're letting the temple burn. I don't know why you're hiding here.
Sia, you must return home. Ben is small. Ben is resourceful. He is hiding.
I understand what you're saying. I do. But he's my son. I'm not going back home. And she looks at you and she sort of nods and she begins to walk away. Turns back before she gets too far. And I overheard some of the guards talking. That Captain Reams. He's not acting like a crusader that we all know. Just a warning. Something's not right. And she begins to walk away. Or crawl and sneak away.
Sia, Reams is sick. Stay away from him. Find your son and hide.
Nods. Continues on.
Four is having a very difficult time with this. But he's able to fight his urge to join her in the search for Ben. And continue guarding the perimeter of this house.
Okay. We go back in. Mayhew, do you guys want to do anything before Mayhew returns?
Terrell's just sitting down next to the candle. And he's just got his book in his hand and he's just reading through it.
Eva would like to open that chest that's just sitting there asking to be opened.
Okay. You head over to the chest, you open it, and you are overcome with the stench of rot, as there is a bunch of just gnawed on meat, and it's rancid. There are maggots crawling all over it, and the smell comes up, and actually, why don't you make a will challenge roll to sort of keep your composure. As it hits you like a ton of bricks.
Oh, I this rolled a two.
Cool. You have a bane for a little while as you're sort of you're impaired from the stench hitting you. Mechanically, that's an affliction. Mechanically, it just means your challenge rolls and attack rolls and any other rolls you make will have a bane for the foreseeable future.
It's gonna slam the chest shut. And start gagging as she walks away from it. And I'm sure that Terrell got a whiff of what was in there, just not so potent.
At the gagging? Yeah, Terrell, you definitely smelled something. You do smell it. But she was right in it, you know?
Yeah. Terrell just looks at Eva. Perhaps you should not open anything else in this house?
And she vomits in a corner.
Mayhew appears in the door at this point, and he's looking at you, Eva, and he says, "Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Please don't go snooping about." And he steps in the door, and he sits down on one of the chairs, and he just sort of looks at the ground. And so, what's the next move here? We need to get out of the town. They've got a cordon around. This isn't exactly how I planned this to go.
We need supplies, correct?
Right, we don't need supplies. We're not going to get any out from the town. They're looking for you now. I mean, there are places we can go on the way to the desolation, but we've got to be careful. I mean, I don't even know how we're going to get through. How are we going to get through the blockade?
What's in here?
It's not important. I understand it's a little odd. You clearly went in and you opened the chest there, and I know you can tell that there's something not right here, but I am asking you, please... We'll be out of here, and you don't have to worry about it. They're not going to search this. All these houses are condemned, basically. Until we need the room, we weren't not going to be using it. It's done. This house is dangerous.
Then why are we here?
Because they're not going to look here. Look, my temple just is burning. They're allowing it to burn. This is where... He stares you dead in the eyes. I didn't know what to do. I just saw Benjamin and Rose. I've lost my acolytes. I'm all alone. This is the only place I thought to go. It was safe. Would you prefer to be stayed out in the open?
Why don't we just leave?
Where are we going to go? That's my question. Where are we going to go?
To the Desolation.
But we've got to get through the Crusaders. My God!
He looks at you, Torrel.
What? She doesn't seem to understand. We tried to take her. We were going to give her to Ramus.
Torrel closes his book and just takes a deep breath and looks at Mayhew.
They're looking for her.
Yes. So it's simple. We use your son as a distraction and we sneak out.
He stands up. I don't have a son. Let's just make that perfectly clear. I don't have a son. But there's no way we're using... He falters and stops when he says that. We're not doing what you're suggesting.
Have you given him the choice? Maybe he would like to do something good.
The answer is no. And I wish I could explain it to you, but we just... This was a temporary solution.
You just said we're safe here, so we have plenty of time. So explain it.
He's very, very resolute about not explaining to you anything. He's... Something else will have to happen.
He keeps pressing you. We need a plan of action to get out of here. We need to figure it out. I mean, you seem capable enough.
Do you have any other allies in town?
He sort of chuckles to himself. I mean, the people of the town seem to enjoy my sermons. They came to church. I mean, I'm sure I could probably, if we could make it to a house that's been searched already, we could probably find some protection there, but I don't know. Some of these people's loyalties are very much to the new god, very much to the Crusaders. I mean, you're from Brildor, for crying out loud. I mean, you must know that this whole region is just, it's loyal to the Crusader states.
So, they burned down your temple. Why don't you go burn down theirs? While it's burning, we sneak out. They're all going to rush to save it.
Their temple? What are you referring to?
Their stronghold, temple, barracks, whatever you refer to it.
High Watch?
Sure.
That's a fortress. Have you never left Brildar? It's a castle. Fully garrisoned.
Then perhaps you start with something smaller that's important to them.
He thinks for a second. You're speaking of revenge.
I'm speaking of a distraction so we can leave.
If we could find where they're keeping their supplies, perhaps we could draw enough of them away. But there's no guarantees in that there's so many of them.
The other option would be to find one of your allies and have them report that they saw Eva on the opposite side of town as we are, and perhaps we could sneak out as they're distracted. Or we can use your friend, and Terrell points down the hallway, as a distraction.
He is off the table.
Are there any sewers or underground tunnels that lead out that four could fit through?
He seems reluctant to answer to that question.
What now?
Perhaps. Just wait here a second. Just wait. And he disappears out of the room again, leaving you alone.
I don't think the sewers are going to be an option. They are dark and dank and not safe.
Not safe compared to Crusaders?
There are things in the darkness that should not exist. Terrell looks nervous and uncomfortable talking about it.
Do not worry. I am your eyes in the dark.
Let's pop out to four. Four. Are you still in your spot? You still hidden? Have you moved? What are you thinking right now?
Well, he's trying to keep an eye on the approach to this area of the outskirts to make sure that if they need to run, he can get them away quickly enough.
I would like a perception check, yep. Please.
Any boons or banes?
None, straight up.
That is an 18. Wait. Yes, 18.
they are beginning to move slowly wider, and eventually you're going to see that's getting closer and closer to the time when they're going to be out into this field, and your hope of staying hidden is going to be little to none. But amongst this, you notice Ben nestled behind a rock in the yard of one of these dilapidated houses. And you see him. He is he goes around the side and he's looking around and he's checking out the Crusaders. And then all of a sudden he disappears behind the rock as if he's moved to a different spot.
How far away? Like in one of the yards across the way from this house?
Yeah, this is across the street and down. Like, if there was a house across the street, it's the neighbor's house of that one. And it's an equally...
Closer to the village or closer to the town than this house is.
Closer to the town, yes, yeah.
Trying to be as quiet as possible, Four will crouch down and in a very low voice, almost as if he's modulating his voice, will simply say, Ben. And he'll do that a couple of times. Ben.
You do not see him. You saw where he disappeared to, but you don't see him.
Four is going to attempt to go find Ben.
Take a fortune if you don't have the max.
That puts me up to 3.
You're at the max. So you go and you go in search of Ben. What do you do?
So, yeah, Four is going to cross the street to the house across from this hovel and then try to move around the back of that house as quietly as he can to the next house where he saw Ben last.
Okay, I will need an agility challenge roll and a perception check. A perception challenge roll. Damn it.
Okay, that is a... Shoot, that's a 10 for the agility. So that is that is a miss for me.
No, that hits.
No. Remember, my agility is at a -1, so it's actually my challenge is an 11.
Gotcha.
So I rolled a 10.
All right, cool.
So, and then the perception check is a 13. So I made the perception, I failed the agility.
You find Ben. You see him off 20 yards or so. He's behind a house on the opposite side of where there's a group of Crusaders who are talking. One of them is giving orders and beginning to disperse them, and probably can't help yourself. You start getting up like, oh, I'm going to go to Ben, and they see you. They see you walking down the street. Oh! There! Halt! Right there! One of them turns and says, and 3 of them start walking towards you.
4 rears up on his hind legs, kicks his legs, and then turns and just bolts away from Ben, away from the hovel.
So, do you have an idea of where you are heading?
4 is attempting to draw them away from the area that the hovel and Ben are in, and he will run as far as he needs to feel like he has done so, and then he will try to lose them.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. Then another agility challenge roll as you run out.
I'm going to burn a fortune on this.
Nice.
Well, let me roll it and then I'll tell you if I'm going to burn a fortune.
Yeah, actually, I'd probably say something like, if you wanted to throw 2 fortune at me, you could just tell me what happens as you lose them.
No, we'll see. I'd like to see what the dice say.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is a nat 20 on the initial agility roll.
Very cool. All right, so you succeed, and so you lose them, and what do you do?
Once 4 loses them, 4 will again kind of hide himself away, like tuck himself away in an alley or in a darker corner, wait for a short period of time, and then try to loop back around to the area of the hovel and where he last saw Ben.
It is getting nighttime at this point, very much so. So moving about in this way is a lot easier.
Four is going to try. He's going to try to stick to soft ground, try to stay off the cobblestones and, you know, try and stay in the dirt and in the grass if he can.
There is a lot of that where you are. And you're moving through the alleyways of some of the of this area. It's a little like a lower, kind of a more rundown area of Esker, and you're noticing some more things about what they are doing. They're starting to take children from some of the houses. You're starting to see at least two or three as you're moving back towards the hovel, that there are children being taken from the homes. And as you're sort of distracted by noticing this thing, you hear, "Four!" And it's Ben, and he is hidden down an alley of his own, in a like a sort of like tucked behind a crate. Four.
Four looks around to see if there's any crusaders nearby.
Nope.
And will kind of bend down toward Ben and motion for Ben to come to him.
He peeks his head out. He looks around. Huh? Hey, he kind of like he walks over to you. Hey, you see what's going on?
Yes, and you will come with me now.
What?
Your mother is worried sick, and the crusaders are taking children from homes. You must come with me.
But you're going to stop. We're going to stop them. This isn't the stories that my mother told me. This doesn't look right.
Ben, I cannot stop them. We cannot stop them. You must come with me if you are to remain safe.
I just... Oh, all right. Did you say you saw my mom?
Yes, she was terrified and looking for you.
All right. Okay. All right, let's go. All right, fine. Let's go. But you gotta stick to the outside here, because they're not coming into this, you know, darker area.
Ben, I know what I am doing. Okay, get on my back and be quiet.
All right, I need to kind of boosty up.
He puts his arm down and kind of lifts Ben onto his back.
Oh, just, oh! Ah. Ah!
Quiet.
Is this your key?
Quiet.
Okay. Right.
Now is not the time for idle chatter. Four will try to, again, stick to quiet ground and shadows and make his way back toward the hovel.
Agility challenge roll.
Bane! Perhaps you're wondering why I've given you a bane.
No, maybe it's because of the loud child on his back. Okay, 18. I'll roll a 1 for my bane, so.
You're able to stay hidden. Where are you taking Ben?
So, I'm taking Ben... I'm taking Ben back to the fence line where I saw his mother, where I saw Sia. So near the hovel, like I get back to the hovel, go around the hovel, and then kind of up toward that fence line.
All right. You start heading back in the direction. You're able to get towards the fence line. Back inside the hovel, what is anything happening with you guys as Mayhew has not returned just yet?
Do you want to look around?
It looks as though the candle will last a few hours. Why don't we?
Is there multiple ways or just straight down?
When you exit the room, there's a hallway that goes to the right, and that's where Mayhew went. There's a couple of doorways down the hallway. And then, like, and going left leads back up to the door out. And there's another room down that way as well.
Do you want to follow Mayhew?
I am intrigued by his son. But... his son may be scared of us. I think if we have more information on what he is, we know how to deal with him correctly.
So we will search the other rooms.
Yeah, let's go to the first door and open it up and see what we can find.
The second you creak open the door, you get massive rot stench filling your nostrils. It just hits you coming out of the room. If you would shine the candle in, you would see that there's, like, clearly a horse carcass in there, rotting.
Can Eva see from here if there are, like, bite marks or claw marks? What happened to this horse
carcass? Yeah, if you take the time to look, it's being chewed and eaten, yeah. I mean, it had been chewed and eaten, yeah.
Big old bite marks? Like, human size, like, bite marks? Yeah. Or can I...
Yeah, I mean, not... monstrous, but yes, someone's been eating through the meats of this horse flesh.
Eva is going to rip off two pieces of her cloak on the bottom, and she's going to wrap one around her face, like I would do if my brother was shitting himself. Like, you know how you pull your shirt up over your nose? Well, I'm going to do that, tie that, and then offer one to Terrell.
Tyrell wraps it around his face. What kind of creature eats raw flesh like this?
I don't know what else we're going to find, but I'm sure it won't smell any better than this. Can Eva do some kind of knowledge? Ooh, an occult? Maybe knowledge check from her background?
Yeah, you can do a check. Absolutely. Take a check. You background do a bang. Check. Intellectual.
All right.
With a boon. Well, with a boon. With a boon. With a boon. With your backgrounds. Yeah.
Okay. Do I still have my bane from like?
You do. Yes. Shit? Thank you. You do have a bane, so they cancel out. So it's straight up. Thank you very much. Hey, take a fortune for reminding me of your bane.
Oh wow! All right.
I appreciate that.
I failed.
You're so generous.
Fail? They just gave you a fortune. You could. Spend his fortune to succeed.
Nah, not on this.
Are you sure?
I was going to make the same roll.
Please, please do.
He's much smarter than me.
I rolled a 19.
19. Eva, did you roll? I missed if you roll. I missed your roll.
Yeah, I failed. I failed. I rolled a 7.
Okay, all right. In that case, proceeding down the hallway, if you would, the smell coming from the other room is horrendously worse. If you choose to open it. I mean, you can tell through the door. That a horse carcass in one room that's horrendous, and then there's it's worse down the hallway.
Tyrell just stops it, puts his hand on Eva's arm. I think, looking at the carcass and the rot, I think we're dealing with a ghoul.
Intellect challenge rolls from both of you, please. Straight up.
I have a bane, motherfucker.
Sure, oh. Yeah, you do. Thank you. I'm not giving you another fortune for remembering
it's okay,
it
that I have 3, bitch.
You what?
I have 3.
Thoreau?
I'm going to spend a fortune to succeed on that.
There were a few... You remember now. There were a few graves dug up and open behind the temple.
Interesting. Tyrell just looks over at Eva. I don't think either of us should sleep here tonight. Unless we lock his son down somehow.
But we're living.
And his hunger might overtake him, and he might try to end our living so he can make us into a meal.
How does the father control him?
He must have something that controls him. An object... Knowledge, a secret. Maybe his father has created him, and he cannot attack his maker.
That's when Father Mayhew walks out of the room at the end of the hall, and he looks up at you, and his eyes go wide. Oh, what do you think you're doing? I asked you not to leave the room, and he swiftly starts to walk towards you to presumably lead you back toward the room you came from.
Eva is injured. We were looking for something to... bind her wounds.
They've got some things. I'll just please head back, please.
Why will your son try and kill us to eat us?
What are you talking about? Look, I'm trying to make this work. All right? I think I know of a way to get us out. But please, just... I can't tell you about this.
Oh, we know.
Yes, you don't need to tell us. We have already figured it out.
He looks at you confused.
Your secret is safe with us.
What do you mean? My secret's safe with you?
Tyrell kind of looks at him and gives him this little, kind of an evil smirk, and just says, I know many secrets of many people. I am good at keeping that knowledge to myself.
He's not going to hurt you. He's not like that. Then I'm not like that. I do what I think is right. I do what lets me sleep at night.
Oh, we're familiar with doing whatever it takes.
Perhaps you shouldn't judge so harshly of others. And she gives him a glare.
I'm not judging you.
You judged yourself better than me, and you were going to offer me up for sacrifice. And look at you, digging up graves. Feeding ghouls.
Think that perhaps I had merciful intentions. Perhaps
In the eyes of the new god, I was trying to save him.
The path to hell is paved with good intentions, my friend.
Four, where are you taking Ben? To the fence?
So Four has taken Ben to back to the fence line that he last saw Sia at. And as Four puts Ben down, he stops him, kind of turns him toward himself, turns Ben toward him, and says, Ben, please bring your mother back here.
Okay, I'll try. And he hops off you and he sort of like gets onto the fence or behind the fence and he starts running down long ways towards his house.
Four will wait until he returns.
And Four waits and starts to hear the clanking of armor. He hears crusaders running to and fro. You have your line of sight on Ben and Sia's house. And the crusaders themselves make it to the house and start rapping on the door. It's a curfew check! And no one answers the door. After a couple more raps, they kick the door down and start walking into the house.
The fingers on Four's right hand clench into a fist, but he holds his ground.
There is some time that goes by as they're in there. They seem to be searching the house. One of them comes out. Stepping into view is Reams. And he reports to Reams. He says, "There's no one in the house, sir." Reams' head drops. "Very well, move to the next." And they move away from you down the road. They leave the house open. Obviously, they kick the door down. And they eventually leave the area.
Four will hold his ground as he waits for Ben and Sia.
Ben eventually emerges without Sia. He pokes his head out of the door that was kicked in. He looks down the road, he looks back, and then he sort of looks in your general direction, puts his arms up like she's not in there.
Is Ben looking at Four or looking in the direction of Four?
Right, yeah, he's looking at you. He's looking at you. He's found you.
Okay. Four will make a motion for Ben to come back to him.
Ben does. He's able to work his way back to you when he gets to you. She's not in there.
No, she was looking in this area for you.
He looks around again. He's like, I can't find her.
Then you must come with me.
His eyes get wide, like, ooh, he gets a little excited. He's like, but my mom.
They are only gathering children. Your mother should be safe if you are not there.
It's like, all right, okay, all right, I'll stick with you for a little longer. Where are we going?
Just come with me and be silent for the moment.
Okay. I can do that.
And he lifts Ben back up onto his back and goes back to the hovel.
Okay. You make your way back to the hovel, and there's no activity from the hovel that you can tell, but you do get back there, and what do you do with Ben? You just huddle back up?
Four puts Ben back on the ground, tells Ben, "Stay here, remain silent, remain unseen. I'm going to find your mother. I will be back momentarily. Eva and Terrell are inside the hovel. They will come out soon. Stay hidden."
Should I go in?
Stay hidden.
All right. Okay. He takes your tone and he huddles down.
Four goes back to the fence line and tries to find Sia in the surroundings.
You go back to the fence line and it seems quiet. It seems like they've gone through the area. After a few moments, there's some footsteps. You start hearing some voices, and you see Reams, and you see Sia. And Reams is leading Sia back to her home. Says, "You know the order. Where is your son?" "I don't know where he is. I told you I was out looking for him." "Unfortunately, that is non-compliance. You're under house arrest for the time being until we find your son and return him to you." And Four, you're pretty sure that's not true. And Sia seems to react similarly. She spits on him. He backhands her across the face. She goes down to the ground, spits up a little bit of blood. get back in your home and wait. And she gets up and walks back into her home. And Reams sends two crusaders in with her. You see, he's looking very, very healthy. He's looking completely opposite of what you remember. He's standing there. He looks, standing up straighter. Looks a lot more competent. Turns, does a 180, and starts marching off, sort of coming from your left to right, back through the town.
Thor hangs his head and turns to return to the hovel.
All right. You can make it back to the hovel. Ben is still there, looks and goes, did you find her?
No.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere without my mother.
Ben, it is not safe for you here. You must at least come with me for the meantime. Your mother will be safe. No one is looking for her and no one is after her. They are trying to collect children, of which you are one.
Well, I don't have any problem staying with you. I'll stay with you for now.
We will come back, but we must get you out of town for the moment.
He begrudgingly nods his head. Promise me right now, we'll come back for my mother. For?
Ben, I swear we will return for your mother.
Swear on your mother's life.
Ben, I have no mother.
Well, swear on something.
Ben, I swear on my soul, we will return for your mother.
Make a will challenge roll when he says that to you.
Yep, of course. That's a fail.
Your key stops. Right before your key stops, you are confronted with one. Your brother with the shield arm. And he is staring at you dead in the eyes as if it was Ben staring at you dead in the eyes. And he says, swear to me right now that you will not go through with this. And then everything goes black.
Tales of Blood and Stone is played using the Shadow of the Demon Lord system by Schwalb Entertainment. For more information, delve into the darkness at schwalbentertainment.com. If you enjoyed the music you heard during this episode, head over to battlebards.com for even more.